थैंक यू सो मच फॉर वॉचिंग मिनट्स ऑफ पॉजिटिविटी. आई एम अनुप्रिया. वेलकम टू द अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ अपीट द कॉन्वर्सेशन विद अनुप्रिया. टुडे इन दिस वेरी स्पेशल एपिसोड आई हैव निवेदिता विद मी एंड शी इज इन टू द पब्लिशिंग हाउस. सो वी स्पोक अबाउट लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ इन टू द पब्लिशिंग हाउस. हाउ इज द प्रोसीजर एंड वॉट ऑल यू रिक्वायर एंड वी जस्ट कम्प्लीटली डीप डाइव इन टू द पब्लिशिंग हाउस एंड शी एक्सप्लेन मी एवरी प्रोसीजर ऑफ इट एंड हाउ डज द पोएट्री एंड द बुक्स गेट पब्लिश एंड एवरी थिंग अबाउट दैट. एंड येस शी इज इन टू माई डिजिटल मार्केटिंग कोर्स. सो वी थॉट ऑफ डूइंग दैट टुगेदर. सो एंजॉय सेल्स. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Anu?
I'm doing all well. So many people doesn't know ke how we actually met. Okay. So guys, Nivedita met me during the course and still we are continuing the course. So I met her and she is a wonderful, versatile person I've ever came across.
Thank you so much, Anu. So are you.
Yeah, so Nivedita, like I have been very curious to know about, you know, how the publishing house work, what are their procedure, how do they select, how do they edit aur kaise un tak pahunch sakte ho aap. And even I was also thinking back quite a long time ki if I wanted to get published my story is written, so how to get connected with them. And then finally I found you who is there to answer all of my questions.
definitely Anu. So so basically publishing is like a huge industry, like any other industry. You have like lot of sections, divisions, you know, from the time you submit your work, if you're writing a book say on Minutes of Positivity, and you have submitted to a publishing house, from there on the editing process starts and you have various stages. And you can either go through a self-publishing model or a traditional publishing model. सेल्फ पब्लिशिंग में आप खुद से सब कुछ करते हो, फ्रीलांसर्स को यू हायर एंड यू गेट योर वर्क डन. एंड इन ट्रेडिशनल पब्लिशिंग एवरीथिंग अ पब्लिशिंग हाउस विल डू, यू नो, लाइक यू लीव इट टू देम एंड दे विल गिव यू अ फाइनल प्रोडक्ट. एंड दैट इज वेयर पेंगुइन, रैंडम हाउस, ऐसे दीज काइंड ऑफ पब्लिशर्स आर देयर. एंड सेल्फ पब्लिशिंग इज लाइक, यू नो, आइदर थ्रू किंडल और अमेज़न और देयर आर सम कंपनीज व्हिच हेल्प यू एडिटिंग एंड प्रूफ रीडिंग एंड देन यू टेक यू द होल प्रोसेस ऑफ पब्लिशिंग. So from the MS Doc, say to a book, these publishing journeys take care of.
Okay. So just tell me about your whole journey. So you always wanted to go into the publishing house only. Like, okay, so we are going to be around in the books and everything in the media. And because I was never a book person and I'm still not a book person and I'm trying to develop that habit so badly. I think it will take ages.
since you have the keen interest, I think you'll slowly develop and you're already in content, right? So you might, you know, and you do such beautiful Instagram posts, so I don't think a book is a distant dream for you to be soon have, like it'll happen soon for you. My journey is like, I was always into writing and reading as a kid. But I think 2009, there was just a session and that's when, you know, I shifted. I'm an engineer by degree, so.
I think I know this thing, like when we were talking over a call and you told me and I was like, oh my God, like she's so talented, yaar. Look at her talent.
So I think every Indian either becomes first an engineer or doctor and then decides ki kya karna hai. So, you know, I think I'm also one of them. So. So definitely, I first, after my engineering and I just, you know, since I was interested in content and recession happened, it all fell in place and I moved into content and I freelanced and then I moved into publishing. And that's when I realized that, you know, we can get our books out so beautifully. And slowly, after a few years, I also got into writing for a long time. And I realized that certain books don't really sell outside because people don't make the effort. And I wanted to get into books that really matter. For example, if you want to read about something that touched you that day, but you don't want to read a lot, like, you know, chota-chota stories, like short stories, very short stories, but you don't know where to go. So I wanted to bring out books which are really practical to use, at the same time touched you as a person, right? So we started getting out books from a small non-profit publishing house I started called Nivasini, and we did books on family values in India. Like it's called Family Matters. Then we did a book called Celebrating India. It was about celebrating the diversity of our country, the colors of our country, the way we all are. You know, we are so weird and yet we are so beautiful. Hum log Indians, we are a different breed, right? So we have so many things in India to write about and celebrate
yeah,
about.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, you know, when I look into my own culture, like I am a Baniya. So, my God, you know, there are so many rituals. अगर शादी हो रही है ना तो इसका मतलब है कि आप पहले से दो तीन महीने पहले से सारे चीजों में लग जाओ because it is not going to end और एक साल तक ना उसके rituals चलते ही रहते हैं and I'm like क्या हो रहा है ये
करें exactly. So ये सब कोई नहीं लिखता, you know, nobody would write about what Anupriya thinks about the Baniya wedding in Jaipur. So you can only write that. And I was like, अरे ऐसे छोटे छोटे sweet से stories.
मैं तो लिखने वाली हूँ, मैं तो chapter release करने वाली हूँ. Okay, so things we do in a Baniya family, things we do in a Marwari family.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you could make a book out of that. I'll definitely help you. Yeah.
But I want to.
Yeah, so we started, you know, having. you should. So, aise karke we started, you know, publishing small stories which people would not publish otherwise. Poetry has no market. Nobody wants to sell a poetry book. So we just started taking on things that people. Sorry.
Why?
Like, why poetry has no market?
Yeah. Yeah.
So poetry, because कोई नहीं पढ़ता, ये जो lot of people think that poetry कोई नहीं पढ़ता, but they don't know about the changing, you know, new India जो है. They want to read short stuff, right?
Yeah.
I know lot of people who read poetry. So अभी change हो रहा है and people start reading, and then that is when we also thought that okay, let us publish more of poetry, more of stories that, you know, Indians connect with. Like I'm sure, like, yeah, it's good to read a Jane Austen and all that. But आप लोग कितना connect कर सकते हो Jane Austen से, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or any English writer, like, unless and until you're in England. Yeah. And yeah, so I thought that is the reason even Chetan Bhagat became a hit. So I wanted to make a story which is very beautiful. At the same time, you know, very Indian and, you know, जो लोग connect कर सकते हैं, and at the same time, you should be like, wow, it's so beautiful. You know, so yeah. That is when we started and
But I like the concept.
All this happened, like, thank you. So yeah, so we want to pick every person who has some idea, they should write. That's the idea. Every sabko writer banao. Yeah.
Sabko banao.
So sabke andar kuch na kuch story to hai.
yeah, so main bhi book likhungi. Like, I have this thing in my bucket list ki I want to write a book about my own journey, because there have been a lot of things which I have learned from that. And yes, so I wanted them to be open and to the public. And yes, people should also listen to it, read it, and learn from my mistakes, what I've done in my life. Yeah, so. Tell me.
Nice. Yeah. So that's when that happened. Yeah, sorry. I'll just, you know, end it up. And so after that, like after that was Nivasini, that was my earlier publishing venture, the non-profit one. Now I'm starting something called Lampshade Writers. And I'll be a blogger in that, because I'm fully working full time. I have a job and my parents will be handling the operations. And I have, like, you know, very good friends who are helping me and, you know, who are also being a part of Lampshade Writers. Like, from our own digital marketing class, we have Kunika, who's being a part of this.
Wow.
And then I have a few freelance writers. Yeah. Like Surela, there is one. She's there. And then, like, yeah, my parents are definitely, of course, helping me. Yeah, but yeah, also there is another person called Geetanjali Tanikela. She's also helping me. So like there's a lot of good people are helping, you know. So that's the whole idea, to bring something where everybody can merge. Like Konika is not a writer, but she has her own ideas, you know. So Lampshade is where a lot of ideas come together. Be it digital publishing, digital marketing, all this we're using here. And we want to make it like a resource blog to know what is editorial, what is publishing. Like how you were saying, right? Mujhe nahi pata. So like that should not be the case, because you should know, right? You know, because we nobody tells us hume kaisa pata hoga. So we want
exactly,
to
yeah.
ensure that you know, people know. Yeah. And fact, when next time they come to you, like, I publish my book. Yeah. Because maine padha kya karna hai, mujhe pata hai. So you came out with a book. Because you know, Lampshade Writers ka blog padke maine book likha type. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry. That's the thing. So that's the whole idea.
Yeah, even I think nobody talk about the publishing house. Nobody is aware how to get book published, how to get a story published. Even when I was also looking for the article to be get published in a newspaper, a normal newspaper, because, you know, I wanted that to published in the LGBTQIA community, because yes, people are still not aware of it. And everybody, like literally, I won't reveal the name, they refused to publish it. And I was like, okay, I need some other sources now.
Yeah, but there are press in Mumbai, you know. So yeah, exactly. हमको नहीं पता कि कहाँ जाना है यार, एक बुक तो है पर कहाँ जाना है, what is the route? ऐसा ये these topics we are trying to deal with it. So you know that okay, there are places where you can publish. जहाँ contests होते हैं, you know, you actually get paid for winning a poetry competition, or you get paid for writing. So
yeah.
So none of us know that. हम like we are like clueless. So this is like we are trying to accumulate all that information and, you know, give it to people. देखो ऐसा है. And if they need editorial help, yeah, publishing help, we want to build a community basically.
But I think Nivedita, you're doing a great job, because you know, you are making people aware of it. And eventually when I started this content wali cheez na, so I had no clue from where to start, and I was like, okay, this is a whole jumble, this is a quiz where I am just lost in my own world and I have no clue what to do. But yeah, you know, just like you explained me about the publishing house, it's just like so other people explained me about the content part. So now as a human being, I am also aware of ki kahan kis cheez ke liye kahan jana hai. So we end up applying for the wrong thing, or we end up going to the wrong path, aur hume pata hi nahi hota ki where we have to go. Matlab ab main publishing ke liye ja rahi thi, so I was going for the wrong part. And now I got a direction. Now I got to know ki, okay, so now I can reach out to you. Now I can reach out to some other person in this manner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would like to know about what are the experiences and like how have you, are you enjoying this thing, or how have you been in this whole beautiful journey? What was it all about?
Yeah, definitely. It is, first of all, it's exhausting, because like you have just mentioned that you had to search so much. Like even we had to do all that, you know, go through a lot of rejection, because poetry ko in publish nahi karne wala. So that was the past. But coming back to Lampshade Writers, that is our present right now. Yeah, it's we are kind of focusing on you know, planning events which really matter to people. Especially, you know, lockdown, which is unavoidable topic right now. People are getting stressed. And उन लोग को नहीं पता कि रिलीज कहाँ करना है, they just spend unnecessarily or you know, do things that they're like, okay, कुछ काम करने, like for example, if you keep eating, stress eating बहुत होता है, you know, या burnouts होते हैं, so people don't know how to deal with such things. You know, I think even you're right, right? Because you're into positivity and all that, and your talks are all around that, and you keep spreading those messages. I mean, I know that, you know that this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, hamesha people are either stressed out because of the work, or, you know, burnouts are there. And like the way you're doing in audio space, I'm trying to do the same in contracting space. So we are right now creating a whole year of events. Like, there are big three events. Ek hai, like, Lockdown Love, which is in February. Then there's another called Break That Barrier in May. Yeah. And we're releasing a coffee magazine in October. So this whole exercise of even planning the events with our my peers like Konika or Surela, or, you know, talking about it with my parents or my friends. It's like, it's a very beautiful journey because we all have such different experiences, and you know, the way we are brainstorming so much just to ensure that somebody gets to write. Like, you know, I've had help from, like, I have a very good friend called Sharath in California, and he's like, you know, just do it and, you know, we'll take care of a lot of things. So people just want to help other writers come out and see that, hey, why don't you come? So all people have to do is just come out of their closet and sit with us and write. That's it. And then we'll take care of publishing, we'll figure out things. Bas aap likho, that is what we are saying. The whole idea is like, just likho, write it down. It's very beautiful. And it helped me, you know, because I think like when you also start your journey, like you're so young and yet you're so positive and you're so, you know, there's so much of positivity in you. That happened because you talk about it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so that is how it happens even with writers.
मुझे तो काफी अच्छा लग रहा है कि ओके आई एम क्वाइट यंग काफी अच्छा कॉम्प्लीमेंट मिल गया.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, like, because you spread that positivity, aap bhi positive ho jate ho, you know. Like they say, the person who gives the roses, he has the scent of roses in his hand always, because he's giving out those roses. So it's always like that. So agar aap encourage kar rahe ho kisi ko likho likho, then you also become a writer somewhere. I've seen that happening.
Yeah, like I can totally relate this. Yeah, I have recently written something. I think second time I wrote something for by my own self, and I was just sitting randomly and I just wrote that, and I was like, okay, I was not the kind of person today I am, and I never thought that I can be like this. But you know, I can talk to you for about this publishing hours, for publishing house and everything for hours and hours, because I am totally unaware, and I think so many people are there which are unaware, they don't know. But I think at the same time, it gives you a great motivation because you have so much of creativity, so much of ideas, and that your dream to, you know, get it published, that people should know about that. So I think we all are working for that identity only.
Correct. Very well said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So true.
I wanted to know about that Utsav also. I think you have told me about a basic thing. So will you please tell us in a detailed manner, what is Utsav? How are you working for it? And how is it all about?
Correct. Yeah, so yeah, basically there is something called Udan Utsav during October 2nd wala week, you know, October 2nd to October 8th. This is done by a NGO called Goonj. I'm sure you've heard about it. A lot of people know about this. It's called Goonj, especially in social development sector. Jab hum hote hain, oh yeah. So it's called Goonj, and that those guys do Udan Utsav. And I was thinking, like, why should we wait till October 2nd to do something? Like, you know, like somebody's in need now. I'm like, no, abhi tum, I can't give you. Main October 2nd ko dungi. How will it be? Like, abhi book lagi hai. Nahi, abhi nahi de sakti. Mera time nahi hai. Main tumko October 2nd ko dungi. So I was like thinking, like, are October 2nd tak hi kyun wait karna hai na? It makes, like, you know, while it's very beautiful, I was thinking, like, you, why should we wait till then? Like, they're doing something so nice. I should also take inspiration from them and do something which is like regularly. And I think jab festival hota hai, like India mein, hum log bahut giving ho jate hai, you know, we want to give because we are so happy and we are full of gratitude that are humko itna hai, we want to give. So I just wanted to direct people in that direction also. Ki dekho, you know, while you have doing, you know, lot of things, why don't you give to needy, thoda bahut, you know. So that is one thing that people enjoyed, like they thought, like, are acha, we can also give, and it needn't be just donation via food or money, you can be a skill also. For example, like we are doing, talking about this, right? So this is your donation, you're talking about it, so that is a skill based giving. And if I write about it, so it's my skill-based giving. So your donation need not be only through money or food. It can be a skill-based donation also. So every Utsav is Dan Utsav is doing it every festival in India, jo hai. Or any world mein bhi aap kar sakte jo bhi festival le lijiye. So because I felt, because ek to abhi Sankranti hai, okay, that is how we started. Devnar ko we gave food. Like there's a runners group, which is a friends brothers runners group, and they donated about 17,000 worth of supplies to Devnar school, which was kind of underneath because floods mein pura unka bahut chala gaya. Yeah. So imagine this runners group, wo kahin dusre city mein, I mean, my city mein, it's in some other area. You know, they're donating only because, you know, I was able to connect to them through my friend Manu. So this is something which is very beautiful, right? Like, we are as a community, we are all doing something. You know, it's not like, oh, Niveta ne donate kiya, chalo clap karo. It's not like that. As a community, we should have that emotion, and we have it. Just that, we don't tap it. So I thought, okay, abhi ji hai, then phir Holi aayega, Holi mein kuch kar sakte. Like that, every festival you want to do something, or you know, figure out something that we can do and ask people for donation. Like Devnar abhi bhi chal raha hai, so next is free library in every community. So that is again an idea we're working on. Like har society mein ek committee hota hai, unka meeting hota hai, to udhar thode books dal do and people get enriched. Like how you are talking about that, I want to read. Maybe you never got the chance because, you know, aapke aaju baaju, like we don't have public libraries right in India mein utna. We have, but wo utna accessible nahi hota. But what if your own committee mein, your own building ke niche, like you have a TT table or an iron table, ek library bhi hota, to maybe you would have gone and picked up. Anu would have been like, yeah, a book hai, yeah, I can just read it. Yeah. So yeah, making reading more accessible is what we are thinking. So that is our next step after, you know, Devnar ke baad. Ye hai apna, like, next idea to make library, make books more accessible to people. And we want to do it during festivals. Like abhi next Holi aayega, then uske baad some other festivals, then Ganesh Chaturthi, Christmas, Ramzan. So every festival people will definitely feel they want to give, and we just want to show that, arey come, you know, you can give it to here, or you can create an idea and we can work on it. Just direction, that's it. But everything people are already doing.
I really liked the concept, firstly, and I really loved how much detailed information you have given to me and to all the listeners. Like, okay, I was also not aware of this whole Utsav Wali part, and I was not aware of that NGO also. I don't know why, I've not even heard. But, you know, how detailed you guys have researched is very, very appreciable. And I think, Nivedita, you and your team are doing a great, great job. Like, go ahead.
Thank you so much.
It is so wonderful to know that yes, people do care, people do take care of small tiny little things, and it you know, it makes a beautiful person out there. Ki yaar, theek hai, aap kisi ko dikhane ke liye nahi kar rahe, but you are actually doing it for somebody who is needful for that, and I think that's the best beautiful thing.
thank you so much.
मुझे तो पर्सनली आई थिंक लाइक दिस एपिसोड आई लव बिकॉज इट इज वेरी मच इंफॉर्मेटिव एंड दिस इंफॉर्मेशन आई थिंक मेनी ऑफ अस आर नॉट अवेयर बिकॉज ऑब्वियसली वी टॉक अबाउट मल्टीपल इशूज वी टॉक अबाउट मल्टीपल थिंग्स बट वी नेवर स्पोक अबाउट दीज काइंड ऑफ स्टफ एंड इट डायरेक्टली टच टू माई हर्ट ओह माय गॉड
Thank you, Anu. It's very sweet of you.
Very fun-loving conversation. Very informative. Very knowledgeable. Even I'm going to study about this thing. And yes,
definitely you should.
You are a great person, Nivedita. Thank you so much for taking our time in this coming the show and to talk about this topic. And yes, it is a much needed to talk about, and do let us know what else you are planning to come with, and I will be definitely posting it on Minutes of Positivity for sure, so that people will be more aware, people will be more active, and yes, if I can do something, then please do let me know.
Yeah, I think Anu, you're already doing a great job that you're talking about it, and thank you so much for your time, first of all, because I know how busy you are, and we are doing it at 9:30 on a Sunday speaks volumes about your commitment to your work. So I think I'm inspired too, because I never would work on a Sunday night like this, the way you are working, despite having a, you know, other full-time job and other works. So hats off to your commitment, first of all. And yeah, secondly, definitely I'll let you know if there is something, but as of now I think this conversation is itself a boost for all of us, like me, beat me or my team or you know, our team. you know, friends and people. Because I think you are also part of Lampshade in some way now.
And even I would love to work with you guys, and it's such a great journey. Like, so it's nice. Thank you so much. And yes, I will be posting Lampshade. Does Lampshade have Instagram page?
Yes, it does. It does.
So guys, I will be posting Nivedita's email ID, her social media handles, coordinates, and Lampshade Writers coordinates, so you can directly reach out. If somebody is willing to get published anything, just reach out to her. She's a wonderful woman. She's a very helpful and kind. You can directly talk to her or talk to me. I will pass it on her. And yes, let's make a life very simple, and let's make people more aware of every little tiny thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.